Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, amigos? Ain't nothing new. Leftists wake up plotting against you. No, I'm not trying to be a poet. It just turned out that that happened to rhyme. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You're not going to wake up to anything new. Let me tell you, the leftists, while you slept, somewhere in this country, 24-7, leftists plotted against you. They were looking to get your money. They were looking to drain you from power. How are they going to do that? Well, let's just take a look at that old Constitution. Number one, your freedom of speech. You feel that it's under fire? I don't have to answer that for you. Number two, you think they're coming for your guns? Do you know April was yet again set a record for gun sales? And ammo costs more than gold. I'm not exaggerating that. It's insane how much stuff costs these days. Why? People are afraid of leftism. They have to figure out how to keep their ruse going every morning when they wake up. I want you to figure, you know, let's say you've done something very sinister to somebody, and every morning, you know, they could figure it out. There are little hints all around the house, and you've got to go, oh, shoot, did I cover that up? Did I cover this up? I don't want to give you examples because I don't want to get you paranoid. But you know what I'm talking about. Instead, we wake up ready for life's challenges. We wake up with the idea not of hurting anybody. We didn't plot overnight. If we plotted overnight, it was how to keep what's ours. We are not looking to get anything from somebody that we don't deserve. That's why I'm a proud conservative, a proud pragmatist. I have no animosity, even against these clowns. I don't have any animosity towards them. I just want them to leave me alone. And that's why I fight. See, you don't bother me, I don't bother you. As we say in the hood, don't start no SH, won't be no IT. We understand, though, we're in a cat and mouse game. Challenges. A chess game that leftists play with us every single day. But like a virus, in this case, a good virus, we continue to mutate. Even under oppression, folks, we mutate. We don't sit still. A virus has nothing on us. What leftists don't know about you that I know about you is there is no quit in you. I don't know what challenges life threw at you. But if you're listening to this program, you adapted. You didn't succumb. You said, you know what? I know life is not always going to be easy. If it were, it wouldn't be any fun. I'm not saying you look for strife, but you can't appreciate good if you don't have strife. I know you're with me out there. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, 844-551-8255. By the way, I want to thank all of you who have joined PolitiChatter. We get dozens, maybe hundreds daily. And for the pro members, I want to say a special thanks to you because you get it. You understand that in order to compete with everything that's going on in this battle, this chess game, this political chess game that quite frankly isn't going to end in a game. It's not a game. It doesn't end where you go, okay, let's play again tomorrow. This is a chess game of your life. And for those of you who get it, who say, you know what, we've got to come together somewhere and do something productive. It isn't one thing to gather. Look at what Parlay did. They gathered a bunch of people, no action. They don't know what they want to do. PolitiChatter knows what we want to do. We want to gather people together, just like your mega church. And we want to say, you know what, guys, you may want to be in the men's group. You may want to be in the women's group. You may want to be in the, I'm going to go and do things overseas in orphanages. You may be in one that says we're empty nesters and we want to do something with our time. You may be in a group that says I want to teach people how to be good financial stewards, etc. You may want to play on the basketball team or be in the choir. It doesn't matter. But you got to come together so all of you can learn together. A megachurch may have 10,000 members. That's bigger than the city I grew up in. You don't know everybody at the church, but you will know your men's group. You will know that women's group. You will know that, you know, divorce people's group or lost the child group or whatever it is. That's what social media should be doing. See, what those clowns do over there, they gather people together and say, hate on the other side. But believe it or not, they hate each other. We don't hate each other. We understand our flaws. So PolitiChatter is bringing people together and saying, hey, what do you think about life? Are you pro-life? What do you think about protecting Israel? What do you think about lowering taxes? What do you think about such and such? Come together, get to learn who each other is, and be part of a political church. I don't want to go all up in here and start preaching, but I will if I have to. So thanks to you guys for joining. We are going to make a bigger splash for a few people. So their PolitiChatter is going to be offering a founders level for the people who sign up for $5,000 or $500 a month. There's only going to be 87 of these spots available, and five of them are already taken. I love it. People that just word of mouth as we were formulating the strategy. So contact me if you want to be a founder. There's some very good perks besides a hefty chunk of stock. Anyway, let's go back to this. We are warriors, folks. The left, they try to cancel our voices on their stupid social media platforms. And what do? We responded. Oh, the dust hasn't settled. I don't know what's going to happen with it. I do know that we are going to put all of our efforts behind PolitiChatter. But I'm just telling you, we responded. They're going to lose this battle. They don't know it yet. And you know what? It may not be as big of a loss as they, you know, that's going to shut them down. I'm not trying to shut them down. Do what you want to do. But we're going to move our stuff somewhere else. I think they'll follow us. They try to influence culture through Hollywood. We responded with the flickfest.com. There will be others that will come up. I heard Shapiro's working on something. Don't know. But I know this. We are. We're going to give you an alternative to Hollywood. Here's my point. We will always respond, and we will always win. There is nothing the godless left does that will flourish because evil can't win. Hollywood even knows it. You ever seen a movie where the bad guys win? You know, where Earth stays dark and all that? Of course not, because even Hollywood knows good conquers evil. It's the yin and the yang of the universe to have good and evil. But in the end, no matter what, good wins. And that's what I want to start you off with. I was going to say leave you with, because we're just getting started up in here. I'm going to talk about some controversies, some lies that have been exposed, and some warriors that are fighting for you. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You are honed and ready for battle. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Leftists, on the other hand, don't know how to fight. They don't know how to fight because things get handed to them. They let other people do the fighting for them. They hire the people to fight. They pay dearly. And they seem happy to do it. Union dues. they get relegated in society. Minions, for the most part, especially black folks, black leftists, the biggest minions on the planet, the most taken advantage group of in the world, and they don't even realize it. That's how stupid they've become. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I know there are people out there, Kevin, you're going to make some people mad. Like I care. I don't care if they get mad. Black folks get mad at me every day, but they know I tell them the truth. They go, I know you're right, man, but you don't need to be telling white folks. What? You don't think white people are smart enough to know that? They don't get their grades curved to get into college, Negro. Come on. Shut up. Don't let the secret out. Black people crack me. Black leftists crack me up every day. Don't let the secret out. I actually had them tell me that. Kid, man, it's cool, man, but you don't need to be telling people about it, you know. When I say things like, man, you know black people are killing each other more than cops. I know, dude, why are you going to bring it up on TV and stuff, man? Okay, I got it. Now, you guys may point to, well, Kevin, most people, the leftists didn't know the statistics of that cops are only killing less than 20 blacks that are unarmed, and those people are still bad people and all that. Let me tell you. You don't need to go to statistics. Black folks live amongst ourselves in these neighborhoods that white leftists have gotten us into. This is the way I grew up, where black people live. We all live pretty much in the same neighborhoods. It was a segregation by Democrat. So we were all there together. We witnessed what happened. I'm not giving you conjecture. When I talk about my uncles and my cousins and people who've been to prison and my friends and stuff, this isn't me making it up. Go look at the stories. Go Google it. We live in a time where if I come on the radio and start going, we did this and that, Kevin, I Googled it and there was none of the thing. I mean, you can figure it out. I'm not going to lie to you. It's easy to figure out. I had an uncle that, I'm telling you right now, he's a bad dude. Now, I love him to death. I mean, but he was a bad guy. I don't mean it in the sense of, you know, notorious. Like, he wasn't Al Capone, but he was a bad dude. And if he had gotten himself killed at any point for me growing up, I swear to you, I would have said, well, I get it. But my uncle finally, one of my uncles I'm talking about, when he's still alive, so I'm not going to say his name. But when he finally got arrested and had to go do, I mean, he was in prison maybe four times in his whole life. He would get, you know, 7 years, 5 years for this, and he would get out in two, et cetera. Well, this one time he got arrested and he called. I was traveling. I don't remember where I was. I was probably overseas somewhere. And I came back and they told me he was arrested. I was like, dude, I called him. I was like, what happened? Or he called me, you know, from prison. A prison call from your uncle. Okay. But he calls me up and I'm like, dude, what are you? He's hey, nephew. He goes, well, man, they got me. He says, he was dating this jig, we call him Jiggy. This jighead chick, a chicken head is what they call him now. But this chick was bad news from the beginning. And he was dating her for like 3 or 4 years. And she had a weapon in her car. And he crossed over from Texas to Louisiana. We were going to go to the casino. Crossed over from Texas to Louisiana. She was speeding. She gets pulled over. The cops see the weapon. And my uncle, I think it was unregistered. So somebody was going to do hard time. And my uncle stepped up for his G-head girlfriend. And he did the time. But when he called me, I said, dude, I said, was he a gun? He said, nah, man, it was a whatever her name was, Siniqua, Bubiqua, whatever her name was. He said, he goes, man, I went ahead and took that lick. And I said, why? He goes, well, nephew, he said, I figured after all the things that they accused me of that I did and didn't get caught, why not? That was my uncle. Now, what's funny is, his brother, my other uncle, was deathly afraid of going to prison. He did not want to go. There is nothing this guy would do to go to prison. But my other uncle was like, yeah, man, let me go ahead and take this lick for my girlfriend. Because my other uncle would have been, that ain't my gun, that's my girlfriend's gun. Oh, man. So the point I'm making by telling you all the dirt in my family, and you've got dirt in your family too, is that it does. I know it. I know the game. White folks, you know the game. You got some embezzlers. You got some white-collar criminals. I don't know what you white people do in your families, but you got criminals. And they're out there doing dirty. You know? So what? It is what it is. We know the game. So when that's, you know, I mean, life is dealing us cards. We fight it. We know how to fight. Leftists don't know how to fight. As I said, they get somebody else to do their dirt. They're minions. All of them, whether it's unions or minions, they all get things from who? They're politicians. But here's the irony. Their politicians are weak. They're sissies. They only know how to fight unfair. But let me put it another way. If we had conservatives who, if we weren't stuck on our laurels, you know, like we're going to, woohoo, you know, we are going to be faithful and true to the core, moral and ethical, we would destroy these clowns. They don't even know what we could do to them. Anyway, President Trump jumped in front of their gravy train and he stopped it. He was like Superman. He jumped in front of a speeding train loaded with goodies, loaded with pork, and he just, and the train stopped in its tracks. So they had to get him. They get him out of office, but they didn't get him out of society. They wanted to ruin him. I told you guys, when this big cheat happened, the cabal that got Trump ousted in a coup, they were like, pile on. Let's not let his kids make any money. Let's not let anybody associated with Trump make any money. If you think the Trump family is going to go down, is going to not be able to ride this, you know, forego whatever they put in front, you haven't been paying attention. Donald Trump's not stupid. There are people who absolutely adore this guy and will continue to. He not only survived, he's thriving. And the Democrats worry about him every single day by way of you. You are one of the 80 million people who support this man and continue to. I'll put it to you this way. If you said the election were going to be held today, and who do you want running the party going into 2024? Trump, overwhelmingly. And if I love DeSantis, we'll talk about him today. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is still going to get the overwhelming majority of votes. And if he's put in, he loses nobody. Nobody leaves. By the way, where is tax issues that they mentioned before? Gone, at least for now. Trump is building a power base, and you're part of it. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of babies born in America last year was the lowest in more than four decades, according to federal figures that show a continuing U.S. fertility slump. Preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics shows U.S. women had about 3.61 million babies in 2020, down 4% from the previous year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says COVID-19 stimulus plans have helped significantly lower rates of hunger in the United States.
Hunger in the United States was at 14% of our population. Today, we now know that hunger has dipped to 8% of America's population.
Former President Trump is blasting the decision to keep his Facebook suspension in place. Trump in a statement saying the ban is a total disgrace. You're listening to USA Radio News. Details regarding an autonomous zone death in Seattle are released.
Court papers filed Wednesday says paramedics are to blame for letting teenager Lorenzo Anderson die after he was shot several times on the edge of Seattle's lawless autonomous zone, which was so dangerous the fire department said it needed police escorts just to enter. At the time in June 2020, the area was overrun with anarchists and self-appointed security guards with semi-automatic weapons and would not allow police to enter after 10 p.m., the claim states. The man who allegedly killed Anderson, Marcel Lavon Long, has been charged with his murder but has yet to be apprehended by police. Dan Nolte, a spokesman for Seattle City Attorney's Office, says Wednesday, "We intend to investigate these Brock claims and will defend the city in this manner." End quote. The claims were filed against the city of Seattle, King County, and the state of Washington. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Little League World Series set to return to Pennsylvania this August. This comes after the tournament was canceled due to the pandemic last year. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ironies, hypocrisies, and lies. That is what represents leftism. Democrats, progressives, whatever they call themselves. Ironies, hypocrisies, and lies. No moral core, no character. Judge people by the color of their skin, not the content of their character. They're the antithesis of the civil rights movement. They are the anti-Americans. And I tell them the truth about themselves, and they get mad, and they say, "We can't let nobody hear that Negro. Oh, no, no, no. He won in bad ones. I'm the freed slave coming back telling all the other slaves, y'all don't even know what freedom, man. Y'all need to come to New York and hang out with me for a minute." Speaking of which, we're all slaves today, right? If you're wearing that mask, you're a slave. Yep. You got them. You got them in your house. You probably were disinfecting it out, which I don't, look, to each his own. If your house is cleaner because of Wu Flu than it was before, congratulations. My house was no cleaner. It was clean to begin with. And I got the Wu Flu anyway. Life is going to deal you cards, and you're going to have to deal that, play that hand. And I don't know what's going to take me out. Okay? Could have been the Wu Flu. It didn't. It tried, but it didn't. So, I don't know what's going to take me out. But I'm not going to let the government go, "Well, we'll protect you. Just let's stop traveling. Let's stop living life. Stay at home. Don't see your friends and family. No, we've got Skype." And what if the Wu Flu had hit in the time when you didn't have Skype and Zoom and text messaging and all that other stuff? What would we have done? Government, "Well, you've got alternatives. You can do Go Meeting and go to this and Zoom that or whatever." No, or you could go see people and run the risk of living life. I know, crazy, right? That's how crazy that Kevin Jackson is at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Call me anytime, folks, 844-551-8255. And if you do want to, like, experience some of the things that we have, that I look at what we do as a public service, seriously. Not only, let me just say what we did. So there's an app that we have. It's called the Life App. We're going to offer it as a perk, and here's why. I signed up for it because a friend of mine kept bugging me, and I'm like, "What is the big deal?" He goes, "Kevin, you're going to love this." And I went, "Whatever." So I signed up for it. I went to Lowe's the other day and bought some stuff. It's $30 a month. But he says you're going to get hundreds of dollars of rebates that will that will take care of that. And I was like, come on, man. He goes, no. Where do you eat? You eat at Applebee's. You go to, you shop at the Gap. It's dozens of stores. So I go to Lowe's and I try the app out. And it worked. On my phone, I pull up the app. It tells me, what did you buy at Lowe's? I bought $150, $144 and something worth of stuff. I put it in there. It says Lowe's will give you a 2.9% rebate. Why? Just because. So I put it in there. I put $144. I charged it through my app. I got $4 and so I don't know what the math. It was 2.9% of $140-something dollars. But I got $4 and something back. And I went, whoa. I mean, my eyes opened wide up because my buddy's going, where else do you shop? Walmart? You go to Walmart, you spend a couple hundred bucks, Walmart's like 0.9%, but it's free money. There is so much free digital money out there that these stores give back, and this app ties into it. Now, here is the best part. He says, you travel. I said, well, you know, before Wu flew, yeah. He goes, on Southwest Airlines, 0.9% rebate. I flew Southwest. He goes, on your hotel, he goes, you could stay at a place that might be, that might show $300 a night that you'll get for $75. I'll be doggone if I didn't do it. I was shocked. So he says, if you use this app, it will absolutely, it'll be, you know, easily pay its $30, but it will be a lot more, especially when travel, because, you know, that's a big deal. And I was like, it's sold. So we're going to put this up for those of you who are interested, and I'm telling you, it absolutely works, and I was blown away. So I appreciate Steve. I'm not going to say his last name, but man, I was a believer. And at first, I'm going to be honest, I was skeptical. I did it because we do each other favors. He's done some stuff for me. I was like, yeah, man, I'll get signed up. Well, I used it. I use it for travel. I use it at Lowe's. Boop, there it was on my phone. Here's your rebate. Here's your rebate. I'm going to post it so you guys can see it. But anyway, I want to get back to these ironies and hypocrisies. So Bill Maher comes out, and Bill Maher is funny. He wants to pretend to still be a leftist when he sees the irony and the futility of his situation. But he was talking about how the left needs to fess up. He talked about how they need to fess up on the stupid Wu flu. And now he's talking about Russiagate. And here's what he said. He says, look, a lot of stuff we found out or we're finding out was reported erroneously. And the guy on the show said, you mean Russiagate? And he said, yeah. Yeah. Bill Maher knows it was a ruse. It was a lie. And he still went on to trash Trump. In the whole thing, well, you know, Trump did this and Trump did that. But that's their little fallback. They have these fallback positions to make sure people know, you know, hey, you know, I'm really not trying to be all down with the conservatives. I was listening to a comedian the other day, and he told a joke about being a Christ follower. He wasn't, but he made it sound. He says, well, you know, I'm pro. Pro-life or something like that, and before the audience could respond, he comes back with something that shows that he's really a lefty. And I thought to myself, you know, that's what they do. It's like they'll make it sound like I'm for. I see this part of the right, but I hate Trump. So it's a safety net for him. You know, in case you don't like what I say here, just remember I hate Trump. Just remember, I don't really like Republicans. Oh, I know they make sense in this particular piece of legislation. Like, we can't keep spending money like crazy over this farce of Wu flu. Or we can't let people into the country. And I'm going to talk about immigration here in a bit and what some illegals did in Houston, Texas. But leftists will try to sell you on the idea. Oh, you know, I don't think that they really should be letting illegals in like that. But I hate Trump. You hate Trump, so it's okay that you have a little bit. And that's what the moderates, they think of themselves as moderates. Let me tell you what Bill Maher is. He's a fraud. He doesn't want to admit that he's wrong. So he's got to get that other part in. Now, let's talk about these illegals and some of the things that they're talking about. Oh, by the way, Dave Hunt, Democratic Speaker of the House for Oregon, he was arrested for sex trafficking. And if you listen to leftists, here's what they'll tell you. Oh, this old Pizzagate. That piece, ha, 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 yeah, they're talking about molesting of children and all that, and there's a ring of people molesting children. Donald Trump broke up more child molestation and sex trafficking of children than anybody. And you know what left will tell you? It's fake news. It doesn't exist. These people at the top are not taking advantage of children. Yeah, and Bill Clinton never flew on Lolita Express to Jeffrey Epstein's island. And Harvey Weinstein didn't molest little starlets coming to Hollywood for their break. Oh, and by the way, these Hollywood starlets that are now complaining, they were silent during the whole thing. But they want you to believe it's a conspiracy theory on your part when you say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? This all this stuff going on in Hollywood with these women and the Me Too movement. And you know, whose fault is it? Oh, it's theirs. And it's not only Harvey Weinstein's fault. It's the fault of the women who are complicit. It's like the girls that got their daughter, the women, those high profile celebrity women, they wanted to get their daughters into UCLA and USC. And what did they do? They cheated to get in. Yeah, but they don't want you to do it. See, the women, the Ashley Judds and the whomevers that got into Hollywood and had to, you know, watch Harvey Weinstein go, look at me with his robe wide open. They didn't say anything as long as their careers were doing well. But as soon as their careers were screwed up, oh my goodness, look at what he did to me. Oh Lord, he made me look at him. You know, they were too happy to be in movie after movie after movie. They had made it. They're disingenuous. They're liars. Bill Maher knows it. That's why he's coming clean on the Wu flu. You got these masks are stupid. Yeah, they've been stupid since the inception. The whole ruse of this thing, $6 trillion spent on a disease that is not worse than the flu. I know we're retreading, but I'm just making the bigger point. So another story. Oh, there's no child pedophile ring in Hollywood. That's insane. Or with the elites in Washington. Do you believe it? Do you know what to believe? Dave Hunt, Democratic Speaker of the House, arrested for sex trafficking. Former Speaker of the Oregon House. You believe it? Let me ask you, what do you think of the stories behind these people? Barney Frank, do you remember Barney Frank? Barney Frank was messing around with his male interns, using a position of power to get boys to give him sex. Nothing. He was revered by the left. How much money have they spent protecting these guys from sexual harassment charges, knowingly having done so? $17 million they spent in payouts, your tax dollars, to cover up what they do. But hey, you're the conspiracy theorist. Illegals and human trafficking, when we return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How about that new Border Pups?
I feel like Jimmy Johnson. How about them Cowboys? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. BorderPolicy.com. How about that border policy? Joe Biden's now going to allow four times the number of refugees into the country. Yeah, he had a change of heart in policy. I wonder who had the real change of heart. Who decided, hey, Biden, you're going to go out, you're going to make an announcement about having four times the number of refugees.
But why am I going to do that?
Because we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse, Joe. Oh, we're going to make you an offer you can't confuse. That might be a good saying. Somebody write that down. We're going to make him an offer he can't confuse. Oh, goodness. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We do have fun here. Oh, I know. If Lindsay's listening to the program, Lindsay, I know we're not quite as highbrow as Ben Shapiro's show. But we do make our points over here at the juke joint. Yeah. So illegals got arrested for human trafficking. I was shocked by this story. But if you want to know how Joey Demento Biden's policies on border security look, you don't have to look very hard. We have children in cages at numbers that Donald Trump couldn't even fathom. I mean, it's insane over there. Kamala Harris doesn't even want to go because she just would have a laugh attack. Anyway, I was having a laugh attack. So, yeah, Kamala Harris, she's supposed to be over this. I think it's kind of like when Joe was given the executive order by baby leg Jesus to cure cancer. And, yeah, man, I tell you what, cancer is woohoo. It was like, oh, they put Joe Biden on it? Man, I better tuck and run. Nobody's dying of cancer anymore. If you haven't noticed, they're all dying of the woo flu. Anyway, back to this border situation, and what may be par for the course with Team Biden, we now catch illegals trafficking other illegals. This was reported that 97 illegals were found packed in one house in Houston, Texas. Were they trying to set a record or what? 97 in one house in Texas. I don't know how big that house was. But wow. So here are the people. Marina Garcia Diaz, Henry Licona Larios, Kevin Licona Lopez, Marco Baca Perez, and Marcelo Garcia Palacios. These were ages 22, 31, 25, 30, and 21. Hey, being a coyote is apparently good business for the youngsters there in Mexico. Anyway, they are all alleged to have harbored, concealed, and shielded illegal aliens for the purpose of commercial advantage or private financial gain. This is what the Department of Department of Justice, I think, said in a statement. None of the five are U.S. citizens and are living in the country illegally, according to the Department of Justice. Now, here's what's interesting about what I just told you. That is a Department of Justice statement they issued, and they called them illegals. They even said they were living in the country illegally, which, of course, alludes to them being illegal. I just find that interesting because I thought Joe Biden outlawed the language of illegal. Well, just so we're clear, there is no alleging here. These illegals were indeed in the business of bringing additional illegals in America. Now, here's what's funny about it. They can't make this one of these, tearjerker, heart, in the arms of an angel. They can't make it that because people were in the business of bringing people in. So they bring these people in. They got a house in Texas where, and let me tell you guys something. If you are from Texas and you've ever lived in a border town, you should see these tunnels. I've seen these tunnels. Let me just tell you this. If I ever want to build a tunnel, I'm hiring Mexicanos. They know how to build tunnels. They tunnel into a building, into America. All these illegals come up. They got vans and stuff ready to go. They transport them away from border town, which, let's just face it, if you're at a border town in Texas, I dare you. I dare you to go visit a border town in Texas. You want to know why? Because the first thing you'll figure out is it's Mexico. There's a movie I watched with Kevin Costner where he plays a guy that trains these
pickers, they call them pickers, the kids of these pickers to become cross-country runners. And his daughter, he moves his family there, and when they go to this little town, I forget what it's called, like Falcone, Texas or something, they go to the town, and his daughters go, "Dad, where are we? Mexico?" But if you go to these border towns, you don't know there's a civilized side of Mexico and there's an uncivilized side. And the American side is the, quote, civilized side of Mexico. But El Paso is not Texas. It's an annex of Mexico that has a few more laws. That's it. Don't get fooled. Anyway, there's no alleging what these people did. All these people were part of a group, a cabal of people that make money bringing other illegals, mostly Mexicans, into the country. They're smugglers. And let me, do you think that these people were tested for the Wu flu? Do you think any of, and for the record, we talk about the ones that cross the border because they love, oh, they're in detention centers and it's horrible. They don't talk to you about the thousands of people that pay people through these coyotes to bring people over. And if it's so bad over there, how are they paying $5,000, $10,000 or more per person to bring them over? What would that money do in Mexico, in Central and South America? It's an investment. You bring them over, they make that money, and then boom, they send it back to the casa. This is what we're talking about, back to the country, the home casa, the país. So, anyway, they're not getting tested. How did we uncover these Texas illegals? Well, it was the watchful eye of FBI Director Ray, right? No. According to reports, Houston police discovered these 97, quote, undocumented non-citizens. That's what the new term they use. In a two-story home after they got a 911 call. The call, you're going to love this part. A woman reported that her brother had been kidnapped, saying she had paid smugglers several thousand dollars to get her brother into the U.S. This is according to the Justice Department. The smugglers allegedly demanded more money and threatened to kill the woman's brother. They made a mistake because she was like, "I got to call and fess up." So let's understand what happened here. A criminal who paid smugglers to get her brother into U.S., to the U.S., had the guts to call Biden's inherited piece of crap FBI to say her brother had been kidnapped. Now, that's a woman that has a pair right there. Yeah. "Ayúdame, pero mi hermano está en peligro por mi culpa." What I said there is that my brother's in danger because of what I did. She's the one who put her brother in danger. So now our FBI gets involved, and what do we discover? It's not just her brother, her hermano, it's 97 people. Who this group of people are smuggling in. And let me tell you what's happening. I think it may have gone unnoticed on you that these coyotes bring these people over, then say, "I want more money." And you know what most of them do? They pay it. We have people kidnapping folks with the guise of bringing them to America for a greater life, and then extorting the people on the other end for more. And Joe Biden and team thinks they're helping the world. Woo, look at what we did. What will Team Demento do, though? Because, see, this isn't good optics for him. How do you spin this, given Biden's and Harris's border dilemma? Well, frankly, why not give these human traffickers an award? Surely there is some honor that Biden can bestow upon these coyotes for bringing in 97 potential new voters. I'm shocked and flabbergasted that Christopher Wray didn't just cover this up and sweep it under the rug. Maybe too many people knew about it. Because this is a bonanza. If they can figure out how to keep that kind of pipeline going, all the better, right? Gotta wonder what's going on. This one got exposed. But how many more of these exist? Let me answer the question for you. Lots. and Biden, they want to make it appear as though they're doing something when behind the scenes they're really not. Don't be fooled.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.